just shows a load of old rubbish.
Oh, no, it isn't!
Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge. Here in this heavy metal landscape, two teams of trusty troops will transform trash into truly tremendous contraptions.
For today's challenge, our teams face a clean-up operation par excellence. We want our boiler-suited bodgers to clear up a road full of rubbish by cobbling together two giant, rubbish-guzzling street sweepers. That's the challenge. Now let's meet the competition.
There are new brooms on the heap, the Catalysts, a crack team of design engineers from Jaguar Cars.
I'm Gary, I'm a chartered engineer, and I'm the team captain of the Catalysts. My two teammates are Shane and Tim. Tim's great, he has a great eye for detail and can invent something from nothing. Shane is a scrapyard wizard, he was virtually born in a scrapyard.
My name's Shane. I work at the Jaguar factory and I work as a launch engineer. I'm very practical and good with my hands. I was ready for making some kind of car or vehicle. Tim's quite scatterbrained, but he's very good at making detailed things.
I'm Tim, I'm a development engineer and I'm one of the Catalysts. Hopefully I'm going to bring a bit of flair and attention to detail. Gary's our captain, he's our ideas man and he's the intelligent one.
We spend all our time designing beautiful cars, but it'd be nice for a change to be able to convert some scrap cars into something completely different.
The Cats have drafted in expert advisor Martin Bremner. He builds street cleaners for a living and is a wizard of waste disposal.
OK, Cats, let's make it beautiful.
Yes, sir!
And from Yorkshire, Kings of Calamity, the Chaos crew are back to trash the scrap heap for the second year in a row.
My name's Spike.
I just like powerful things.
I'm Andy. I'm the captain of the Chaos crew. Chaos crew consists of myself, John, my elder brother, and Spike. John is as strong as an ox, I tell you, he really is. There's nuts you can't shift and John will just walk up and move them without a care in the world.
I'm John. I'm Andy's eldest brother. We all can weld, we all can burn, engineer, bolt, everything we've ever owned, we've made from scrap. Spike is just a character.
He's like a pussycat, isn't he?
Well, we'll give it 100%, 101%.
Quite honestly, there's no challenge that I don't think the Chaos crew can rise to. We'll tape anything on and we won't stop until it's finished.
Last year, Andy and the lads almost reduced the set to ashes when they burnt through the pipe of an oxyacetylene torch.
John, we've got a fire, we've got a fire. Fire.
But they created a most memorable machine in our demolition derby. Their magnificent monster muncher tore through walls and cameras and finally came to grief in a typically chaotic fashion. The Chaos crew's unsuspecting expert is Mike Hasler. He's a desk-bound designer for street cleaning giants Johnson Engineering. Let's hope he doesn't mind getting his hands dirty.
Cool, lads. Let's get cracking.
Yes!
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gather round in your shiny new boots and your crisply starched overalls. Believe me, they're not going to stay like that for long. For today, we have devised the most mucky, gritty, grubby, grotty task ever set. Yes, today you're going to build monster machines to clean up rubbish.
Oh, brilliant.
It's the Street Cleaner Challenge.
Yes. Oh, excellent.
You'll be dispatched to a secret test location log-jammed with litter. When you get there, you'll have 30 minutes to collect as much rubbish as you can. The team with the greatest weight of trash will be the winner.
Chaos crew, are you ready?
Yes!
Catalysts, are you ready?
Yes!
Cat, are you ready with your donger?
Yes!
Then dong away!
The teams have just 10 hours to build their super sweepers. First stop, the drawing board, and the Chaos crew are straight down to business.
Basically, we've got to get a truck.
We're going to get a truck.
What are you looking for?
Something big,
Four-wheel drive.
Possibly.
Yeah. As slow as possible.
We like crude.
We like crude.
X-10Y equals crude.
Fine. That's the motto.
The Jaguar gents meeting is anything but crude. Captain Gary is taking a more formal approach.
It's going to be one. We've got ourselves to get ourselves an engine. We've got to get ourselves a vehicle.
A van, preferably.
Van, yeah. Big, box van, loads of enclosed space. We've got to get ourselves this van. This van is critical, and that's got to be steel or very robust aluminium.
The cunning Catalyst plan is to build a huge high-tech Hoover based on an adapted vehicle, ideally a van. The plan relies on finding an engine and a powerful fan that they'll put in a housing. The fan will suck rubbish up a hose and spit it out into a hopper. It should be a mighty machine, but if the fan's not strong enough, a piece of really robust rubbish could smash it to pieces.
Yeah.
These boys can design high-performance cars, but can they get their heads around the spec for a homemade Hoover? Yeah.
Okay. Like an aircon fan or something like that?
No.
So more like a cooling fan?
No,
not like a cooling fan at all.
It's like an electric fan heater in a house.
No.
Can you draw the fan, like do a nice sort of...
No confusion in Camp Chaos. Their idea is as simple as can be.
And it's what's known in the business as a squeegee elevator road sweeper. Now, what this is doing is mechanising a brush and dustpan.
Yeah. Okay.
The Chaos crew are going for the big sweep. They'll be looking for a large vehicle onto which they can bodge a big brush, a monster dustpan, and some sort of motorised conveyor belt to get the rubbish from one to the other. They'll need a second engine to power their conveyor and brush. It's a basic design, but it'll take an awful lot of manpower to build.
Both teams are after a long wheel-based vehicle. The race is on, and the competition already fierce. Those steely-eyed Chaos boys scour the heap, while Catalyst Shane goes straight into top gear. And teammate Tim struggles with his low-performance motor right outside Camp Chaos.
No,
this is good.
Hope he drives his machine like that.
It's first blood to the Chaos crew. They've found a Land Rover. Now for that delicate Chaos touch.
You pull it up, Spike.
Right. Yeah.
Excellent.
But don't do it again.
Jagman Tim is having driving trouble. Kindly Chaos Captain Andy invites him to drive through for a small fee.
Where can we fit this on his machine, mate?
Give us that back.
Tim's not going to have sand kicked in his face by those nasty northern ruffians.
That's right. That was very gracious of you, Andy.
Yeah, I'll get him back.
Let the enemy team come through.
Absolutely.
John, so what are you doing then? It looks like they're making a giant vacuum cleaner.
No, we've just gathered that.
I think so. That's right.
A bit of a giveaway.
Yes. Yeah.
What we're making is a conveyor, basically, that flicks it on into.
But this conveyor is different in that the material goes underneath conveyor. Not by magic, but by the fact that you've got a flat area underneath your conveyor, and the flights come along and they move the material up.
It scrapes it against the plate, basically.
Oh, I see. More like a harvester.
Yes, exactly like a harvester.
The Chaos plan puts the conveyor belt into reverse. They'll mount a flat board underneath the conveyor. As the vehicle moves forward, the rubbish passes under a hinged flap at the bottom of the board, is flicked towards the conveyor by the brush, and is dragged by flights up to the hopper. If the conveyor rotated the other way, the flights would push the rubbish back towards the brush and clog it up.
That's our equation. That's all the mathematics we need here.
That's all you'll be getting.
Gary is captain for the day, and he's anxious that the Jaguar team is as well-tuned as an elegant E-Type.
Tim, can you hear me when you're actually on the buggy?
Yeah, I can. It's just difficult to drive it and talk to you back.
Get somewhere, get off the buggy, and then we can talk properly.
OK.
All right.
He seems to be taking his management role quite seriously.
Shane has hit pay dirt. That transit could be just the thing to carry their super sucker.
Need some assistance here.
But old transits aren't quite what these boys are used to. And Tim and Shane could face a disciplinary if they can't get that transit out.
I'm going forward to reverse. I can't get out of space.
Who said that? When you speak to me, can you just say Tim or Shane? That'd be good. Thanks. Gary out.
Tim and Shane, can you split up so one of you works on the van and one of you continues to look for the other key components? Shane, put your helmet on.
Free at last. The Jag boys speed their top quality motor back to base.
Straight in, Spike. Straight in.
The Chaos Crew's Land Rover has a dead battery, so they're towing it back. It's done in their usual no-nonsense way.
You wait, Spike.
Spike, you wait.
He'll move when it runs into him.
Oh, yeah.
Right up there, then.
Power steering not working.
I've never seen such a smooth vehicle entrance.
A few useful bits and bobs behind
there.
Oh, let's drag everything along. Let's come with it.
The van is a major find, so Gary shows his appreciation by sending Shane straight back out to forage for their all-important fan. That engine's off an old lawnmower. It's not exactly a multi-point fuel-injected V8, but it's just the job to power that fan.
Because I guess this is a bit of a change from the pristine surfaces of the shop floor where you're used to working, Gary.
This will be beautiful. It will be beautiful.
But the cat's engine is no use without a fan, and not just any old fan. It'll have to spin at very high speed, pushing air out from the centre and creating a vacuum which sucks rubbish in. When the rubbish hits the fan, it'll be flung out by blades into their hopper. It's got to be man enough to make short work of tin cans and bottles, but even if it's the mother of all suction fans, it could still sustain fatal damage if they suck up something really solid.
Over in Camp Chaos, the Doncaster double act, Spike and John, have got their hands on a beautiful belt for the conveyor.
You can help us with this end if you want.
Oh, which end, this end?
Do you think this will be perfect?
This looks absolutely spot on. Right, lads, it's heavy.
They still haven't got a battery with enough juice to start their lovely landy.
Spike or John, any more batteries? Because what we've got are not very good. Please.
Chief exec Gary is treating his workers to a tea break too, and it's time for a mission statement.
Right. Our scavenging is going fantastically. We're going to cut off the back of this van down to the door strip, which is on here, not cut the roof off.
Bend it down.
Just bend it down. Yeah, cool. That's it, sealed box.
Time for transit van origami. Take one used transit, saw slice and whack out the back panels. Fold down the roof and secure with a welder. Add a suction fan, an operator and a couple of hoses and hey presto, a vacuum sweeper. No more unsightly rubbish.
Those cool cats have got a van, they've got a plan, and Gary, well, he's the man. A slick demonstration of deconstruction from Captain Gary.
Flat out on the throttle, yeah?
Yeah.
Chaos Theory isn't delivering the goods.
There is a no-no. Another no.
They still need a working battery.
Battery is mixing out ground here.
Tell you what, I'll speed it up a bit.
Andy and Mike check the fuel lines are clear while they wait for that battery.
Right, disconnect it then.
Looks quite clean.
Good. Smells of petrol as well.
Certainly smells of petrol.
That's lucky.
Uh-oh. Flammable fuel alert.
And it's all over the place, as you can see.
God, we've got an oil-leak tank. We've got a fire hazard.
Petrol everywhere.
Oh, bloody heck.
Sorry about that.
We need the fire officer.
How much did you put in?
All of it.
We've got 5 gallons of gas or something like that in here.
We need something to catch petrol leaking, because it's going all over the floor. And it's coming out now. We've got a drum we can catch it in. Otherwise, we're going to have a fire. Get it outside.
The Chaos Boys are
back. So we need a fuel tank.
Yep.
We've got a major disaster, Shag. Fuel tank smashed to chuff. Yeah, that's going to be fun. What it means unbolting the chuffing thing. That's put us back, mate.
It's good to have the old chaos back, isn't it?
Look, within 5 minutes of getting that thing in, they flooded 5 gallons of petrol all over the floor.
The firemen are all standing there.
Firemen in extreme state of nervousness.
Stand back.
Oh, my God. He's actually cutting out the petrol tank now, so we're safe.
I'm glad you're that side.
great is that Mike, their expert, you see, when I first met, spoke to him, he seemed like a really polite, well-brought-up man. He's already... he's like...
he's just been in chaos.
Yeah, he's just been in... He's been in chaos. Completely.
Mike's fancy footwork pays off and the petrol tank is ditched.
Hello, Roger. How do you do?
Judge Roger Hoadley is helping me oversee proceedings. His company, Scarab, exports state-of-the-art cleaners all over the world.
I mean, it's hard to tell at the moment, but it looks like both teams have an enormous amount of... part of the construction that holds up the catalyst the most.
Their biggest problem would be a fan and a case that will move sufficient air to give sufficient suction through the suction hose to be able to...
And what worries me about their design is that the material has to go through the fan, so the fan's got to be very solid.
It's got to be strong enough to stand stones and things hitting the fan blades.
Yeah. With the chaos group, it's very hard to tell.
Well, at the moment, they're in a state destroying more than they're actually putting together.
I can't quite see what they're doing. Let's tip it up
there. There's an air of excitement in the cat's corner.
Now, look at this.
Oh, look, that's beautiful.
Flipping it.
Look at that.
Yes! How good is that? You stole my moment of glory, Shane.
That was beautiful.
It's all yours, guys. Isn't that beautiful? They should make one like this. It's got style. It's got style.
Then how do you get the rubbish out when it falls? Or you're just going to fill that?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Rubbish is full.
Yeah.
Simply slide back the door.
Oh, and you've got your...
rubbish out. I'm welling up.
Gary's on cloud nine, but poor old Andy is in the doldrums.
Dead as a dodo. I've got a selection of...
They still haven't found a bonny battery for their lovely Landy.
With 5 hours to go, Kings of Catastrophe, the Chaos crew, have the makings of a four-wheel drive dustpan and brush, but are still struggling to start their motor.
And Gary's rigorous management regime is paying dividends for the catalysts. They're halfway through turning their white van into a giant Hoover. But scavenger Shane can't find a fan for their vacuum. And tough taskmaster Gary is starting to lose patience. Without that fan, their suction strategy is at a standstill. The Chaos lads trying their sixth battery of the day are bristling with anticipation.
Thought I'd come in while there's maximum chance of fire.
Quite sweet.
Excellent.
Now I'm happy.
We're going to have a team 5 minutes now. OK, Martin, Shane, are you at a point where we could stop for a team 5 minutes?
Gary is chairing a crisis meeting with the Catalyst workforce to discuss their lack of a fan.
I think we might look at a redeployment of some labour here to match the skills that are required at this point.
They're going to make one from scratch. It's an ambitious plan and will test the Jaguar boys' precision engineering skills to the limit.
I'm fitting. You know what you're up to. OK, team.
Yep, we're away.
Right. Rock and roll.
Luckily, they have a secret weapon in expert Martin Bremner, who's no stranger to suction technology. Martin makes suction-powered street cleaning machines at his factory in Sussex, but he's no ordinary engineer. There's another side to Martin that the general public rarely sees, for mild-mannered Martin is... Pooperman, manufacturer of the world's first mechanized dog dirt cleaner upper. By mounting a super sucker on the back of a motorbike, Martin has made a machine that can wade through 10 pounds of poop in a matter of minutes. Now he supplies councils across the country with his cunning contraption. These targets may be soft, but they can also be difficult to spot. There's one in the long grass. Pooperman draws, drenches, and... a jobby well done. Now no dog dirt is safe. Here's looking at poo, kid.
But even with a pooper hero on the team, building a fan from checker plate is a tall order. The cats know they've got to get it exactly right. And Shane's welding will have to be spot on.
That's a little bit far in.
Is it?
Yeah. It's about a millimetre too far in.
Well, do you worry about millimetre?
It's not perfect, but does a millimetre really matter? Apparently so. They start again, but time is ticking away. The perfect fan consists of four blades fixed on a square base. It'll be mounted on an engine and encased in a housing. In order to provide powerful suction, it needs to spin at a terrifying 3,000 revs per minute. But if those fan blades aren't beautifully balanced and wonderfully welded, The forces generated will be enough to blow the whole thing apart. So long, sucker.
While the cats get complex, the Chaos crew are planning a clever bodge to catch up on all the time they've lost.
Would you let me work on your car?
Chance.
They did need a second engine to run their rubbish conveyor. Now they've invented a wizardly way to get their Land Rover to do the job for them.
Because we've got a four-wheel drive vehicle,
yes.
We don't need to have a four-wheel drive vehicle because we're just sweeping on tarmac.
Yes.
So we've already converted it into a front-wheel drive vehicle.
Fantastic.
And we're now going to connect the prop shaft to this axle, drive through this, up from here onto the top of the elevator.
Their brilliant brainwave means they no longer need a second engine. Their Landy is a four-wheel drive, so it has two drive shafts, one to run the front wheels and one the back. They're going to disconnect the rear drive shaft and attach it to an axle running their conveyor. If it all goes to plan, the front-wheel drive will run the Landy, while the rear-wheel drive turns the conveyor. Pure genius. Let the bodging begin.
So, Roger, what do you think of the Chaos crew's new plan, their single-engine multi-drive?
Well, they come up with a very ingenious solution there by removing the rear axle drive, pulling it into another axle. They've saved themselves a terrific amount of work.
I think
so. Quite ingenious.
Yeah.
The catalysts are putting all their precision skills into that fan, but time is running out.
Hang on, whoa, whoa. That's a little bit far in.
And the cats are losing their cool.
Not too much
of a
problem.
It's done. That, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fan's half built. Time to check out Catalyst Confidence.
There's been quite a lot of discussion and debate, hasn't there?
Certainly has.
This makes it all or nothing. That's the problem.
I know.
This is the crucial part of it. Yeah.
Once you bolt it on and you spin it up, I mean, does it just fly apart if it's not balanced?
It'll fly apart. It'll bend, buckle, break up. It's just a centrifugal force of it at 3,000 RPM.
Mm-hmm.
It just exploding. Depends how well he's welded it.
Shane, how well have you welded it?
It seems okay. We'll have to wait and see.
Nervous at all?
No, not so.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
The fan still needs delicate surgery. And Captain Gary can see victory slipping away.
The Chaos crew have connected the engine to the axle that'll drive their conveyor. But there's a problem.
Going the wrong bloody way.
Oh, I don't believe you. Right, axle's got to come off. We've got all the way up then, hasn't it? That's what I was asking earlier.
If the axle's welded back to front, the conveyor will turn the wrong way.
Hang on. Might be in reverse.
Ah.
Double check.
You better be.
Yeah, what are you trying to do to me?
Andy was in reverse the whole time.
I'm worried then.
Right, nail it on then.
Do that!
It's crunch time for the cats. The homemade fan is finished, but will it cope with 3,000 revs per minute? There's only one way to find out. Give it a spin.
Yes, 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 yes.
We have a good news moment here. We've got the fan on. Shane, do you want to watch this, mate?
Right, everyone staying clear.
Stand back, because this could leap everywhere.
I think the welder should do this one.
Do you know how to kill it quickly if it all goes horribly wrong?
Okay.
Go on in.
Go. That's choke off.
The sweet sound of success.
Awesome.
Shane is a
it's
hero.
Beautifully
balanced. What a striker line.
Is that all right? That's
right, Carl, let's get on here.
In the city of Denver in Colorado, one inventive engineer has adapted vacuum technology to hoover up not rubbish, but rodents.
There's one particular critter the locals have spent years trying to get rid of. It's this little fella, the prairie dog. Although he's not actually a dog, he's more a kind of a squirrel, and he's a bit of a pest.
Prairie dogs live in burrows where they breed like there's no tomorrow. To feed their rapidly growing families, they eat all the vegetation. And to house themselves, they dig enormous burrows with very unsightly front doors. Until recently, no one had a satisfactory method of controlling the prairie dog population. That was until an engineer called Gay Balfour had a dream.
One morning I woke up and I said, Judy, you're not going to believe this, but I just had a dream how to catch prairie dogs with a giant vacuum.
The next morning, Gay rushed round to see a friend who just happened to have the perfect vehicle for sale, an old sewage disposal truck. With a few minor adaptations, Gay became the proud owner of the world's first vermin vacuum machine. It may not be the most elegant way to scoop the little varmints up, but it works. And after a safe landing in a padded hopper, the prairie dogs are moved to a new home where there are no neighbours to annoy.
Good boy.
That Gay Balfour's a doggone clever guy.
Back in the relative sanity of the chaos camp, their 300 horsepower dustpan and brush is coming together.
Andy.
Hello.
I had to come in here and just check that it wasn't a mirage and that actually I saw you working with wood.
I'm afraid so.
So this is your hopper, I take it?
No.
Oh, what's this for?
No, it's top secret.
Go on, tell us.
It's a scraper. So it fits underneath.
Oh, right, just slots
so the blades
here.
Come along, scraping on top of it like that.
So the rubbish will be in between here and that?
Yeah.
And are you feeling quite confident about it?
No, not yet. Not till I hear it go.
Is anyone else in a panic? Mike? Calm as a cucumber.
Yeah, you can't rile him.
Picture of calm.
Shane's back on welding duty, fixing a seat to mount on the giant Hoover.
Got it.
I hate to tell you this.
No good.
Done it the wrong end.
He was done at the wrong end.
But he's put it on the wrong way.
It's got to face that way, is it?
It's got to face forward.
Face forward.
Go, 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 go!
Yeah.
Crisis over.
No. Need a narrower seat.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining, teams. Thank you.
Oh, he's so polite.
Drag it up the top.
Andy's smiling, but there's a long way to go. There's no flights on the conveyor, and there's another vital part still missing.
Yeah. There's still something of a hopper deficiency in the chaos crew cab.
Yeah. The catalysts have been extremely good. They've started with a big hopper.
Yeah.
It's a massive hopper. They could sweep for a week and they wouldn't have to stop. They're now just on the last noggins of getting that machine finished.
Jigsaw, jigsaw, hey, jigsaw. Hammer, hammer, hammer. Oh, jigsaw, whoa, 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 whoa.
In true chaos style, the boys have left it very late to find a hopper to hold their rubbish. Hey, oh, here's the hopper. Or a washing machine, anyway.
Has anybody seen the bolt that holds the fan to the shaft, the critical one only, doesn't exist anywhere else on Earth bolt?
Teams, you have 10 minutes. You have 10 more minutes construction time remaining.
Nuts to fit these.
We need a screw.
We're not going to get door open, are we, with it? As a rule, guys, if you take the fan off, can you put the bolt back in the shaft so we know where it is?
What sort of rubbish do you think is going to cause the biggest problem for each team?
The chaos group, the worst problems will probably be pieces of stone, wood, that can jam underneath the flights,
mm-hmm.
and that can tear the flights off the conveyor.
Yeah.
And if that happens, obviously, the whole machine will grind to a halt. The biggest problem with a fan is obviously something too big to go out of the pipe. Alternatively, something like a pair of ladies' tights.
Oh,
they even go in, even something like that, yeah. Stretches out, goes into the eye of the fan, and wraps up around the inside.
Right.
And they're terribly tough to break.
Yeah. Mm.
And
that's
can
amazing.
Jam the
you
fan.
Think it could smash a bottle into smithereens, and a pair of tights could do it in.
Yeah. They're terribly tough.
Yeah.
It takes 10 seconds to cut this.
Cut it there now.
Right.
We've got a present for you guys.
Your first test.
It's time to test whether the catalyst machine really sucks. No ladies' tights, but braces could prove a challenge for their fan.
Well, I'm going to stand back then.
Rock and roll!
Hey!
Anymore, come on, bring it on, bring it on.
Cans don't seem to be a problem.
It's like popcorn.
But what about those braces?
Oh, that's big popcorn.
The fan is unscathed. It chews them up and spits them out.
That's the rings, is it? The metal rings?
You're ruining them!
That is amazing, guys. That is incredible.
In the dying seconds, the Chaos crew are still beavering away.
Teams, you have 1 minute. 1 minute remaining, teams.
But there's just time to see if they can get to grips with the garbage.
Empty bin in.
Cut it out!
A clean sweep and dirty great grins all round.
Teams, your time is up! Sleep well, my friends, for tomorrow you must sweep all before you in your quest for victory.
Well done, lads. Thank you very much, team.
Fantastic. Hey, Gary.
Well done, lads. Yeah, mate.
We have a ton of rubbish strewn around a course cunningly contrived to test our street sweepers to the limit.
The test will last for 30 minutes. There are obstacles like this one for the teams to negotiate, and we'll also be chucking in a few hazards to see who can handle the real heavy-duty rubbish. Whoever picks up the greatest weight of trash will be the winner.
In the finest scrap heap tradition, we've allowed our teams an hour to tinker with their machines.
The Chaos crew have fashioned a sophisticated liner for their washing machine hopper, but their big concern is securing those fiddly flights so that they don't fall off. And there's still time for a bit of artwork, Chaos style. Behold, the curb crawler is born.
Customer attention here, please, Tim. Right, what else have we got to do now? We've got to get the hose lint.
No such japes with the catalysts. Captain Gary's marshalling his troops for battle. There's a specific role for everyone. Shane is entrusted with the driving.
I'm the one here with the loudest voice, so okay. I'm sitting here if we need to talk to the cab.
Right.
Gary's appointed himself chief charioteer and order shouter. And who better than Pooper Man Martin to operate the hose? Tim will take the role of co-driver, but only when he's finished painting the van.
There's no course as such. Any team can drive anywhere at any time. They simply have to collect the heaviest load they can.
All four team members have to stay on their vehicle unless they have to dismount to make emergency repairs.
So are you happy? Is it all working all right?
We're very happy. We're just sorting out the communication system. The minute he puts his hand up, that means his hose is blocked. He's got to whip the hose off so that we can clear the blockage.
A banging system as well.
Yeah. A banging system. I like that. So what is it? Two bangs, stop. One bang, go.
I believe so. We've got a code in the side.
It was, but I think when we actually got into it, we were changing our minds all the time.
Right. Yeah. So then you hear two bangs, you go, right, go. Woo! No, stop, bang, bang.
Exactly. So I've just changed it now for bang for attention.
That sounds good. All right, I'll let you get on with it, guys.
Yes, please. Okay. Thank you very much.
See you later
on.
Thank
we will.
You. Chaos crew, I have to say, you're looking supremely confident.
Don't say that.
Is it all a sham?
It's a ruse.
Yeah.
You're going to have to empty this out quite a few times, aren't you, if it's going well?
Yeah.
So have you got a procedure for that?
Yeah. Jump out, grab it, lift it up.
Chuck it in.
Empty it
up. We're going to lift box out, are we? Or box.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll catch you after it's all over. Right. Good luck.
Our delightful judge, Roger Hoadley, is joining me in the lookout tower for a bird's eye view. There's moments to go and vital checks to be made.
Yeah, have a bit.
We've got some serious competition there, guys.
Yeah. War paint, lads.
The teams line up. Gritty determination from the Chaos crew.
And the Jaguar boys have turned their white van into the Pink Panther.
Okay, teams, the moment of truth has arrived. When you hear this sound, meep, you will have 30 minutes to pick up rubbish. You will stop when you hear this sound, meep. Okay, teams, start your engines. 3, 2, 1, meep.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What a start. The cats are off and that sucker is really sucking. The curb crawler's picked up a whole river of rubbish.
Look at that clean trail. Shifted lock.
The power of that vacuum is absolutely awesome. Pooper Man is delighted.
All right.
It sounds quite noisy down there.
It feels like I'm actually inside the machine. It sounds like there's a phenomenal amount of noisy stuff going on.
Hang on. That's not collecting rubbish. It's just dragging it along the ground.
quite a lot underneath the machine.
We need to stop.
Yeah, stop.
Not a tremendous amount actually coming through the top.
The curb crawler is well and truly jammed. Spike and John dismount to investigate. It doesn't look good.
Just let me unjam it.
Spike's grabbed the only handy tool, a lump of wood.
Happy to rubber.
Yes, Candy, over.
The Chaos crew seem to have gathered up a huge amount of rubbish.
From up here, we could see one or two little bits of paper going
down into the collector, but they're very, very little.
It's just a huge bulldozer, really.
I think that's what they've made.
It's the sheer volume of litter that's creating problems for the mighty curb crawler. The hinged flap plays two roles. The first is to lift up and allow rubbish to pass through to the brush. The second is to close again and help the flights drag the trash up the conveyor. It's opening all right, but the huge amount of rubbish is preventing it from closing again. Result, jammed up brush.
It looks like the Chaos are digging themselves into a bigger trench.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything you can do about this, do you think? Stop it doing this?
No, not at the moment.
It looks like the catalysts are having problems as well.
What's going on here?
We have a blockage.
You know what did it?
Too much rubbish.
But it's easily fixed, and Pooper Man's back in action. The Chaos Boys are ready to try again.
Slow, Andy, slow. You're going to block it up. Keep it slow. It's coming up.
They head for the outside of the course where there's a thinner layer of litter and less chance of bulldozing.
Teams, you have 15 minutes. 15 minutes remaining.
The Cats are going great guns.
Okay, farm it some rubbish.
They're taking this very seriously.
No, straight back. Do a loop. Go. Stick, we need a stick.
And perhaps there's just a hint of executive stress.
Whoa.
Another blockage under the curb crawler, but it's quickly sorted.
Forward.
They're doing much better now that they're at the edge of the course.
Got it. That's it.
That's what I've done.
Yep.
The catalyst fan is doing some superb sucking, but Pooper Man Martin's hose keeps getting blocked with paper.
Hey! Is it picking up gravel?
Yeah.
There's a lot of gravel over here.
Oh, here.
There's loads of gravel this side. We're moving around some gravel, OK?
A drastic change of tactics. If the catalysts go specifically for the heavier gravel, it will definitely help them in the weigh-in. But yeah. Crunching up stones could easily damage their fan.
The dust is horrendous. It's fantastic.
Greedy gravel grabbing is a high-risk strategy.
The catalysts are going great guns, aren't they?
They are, aren't they? You now see a huge amount of dust coming out the top.
And he's making a nice noise.
The old curb crawler's steadily rumbling on.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working well now.
Whoa.
But hang on, there's another problem.
Clear them out. Reverse. No, hold it there.
They're losing a flight and it's jammed against the brush. This looks like it could be serious for the Chaos crew. The broken flight's torn a huge rip in the conveyor belt. Time for a rapid repair. Off with the flight and off they go.
Working better now. Working better now.
Actually, Dan, if you look at the Chaos crew, there's a big lot of stuff coming out the top. And Spike's tamping it down now.
I have got quite a lot of material in the hopper.
Spike's really pounding that rubbish to get as much in the hopper as they can. And Mike and John are on foot on the lookout for the next problem.
Oh, what are they doing? Tim, they're off the bloody vehicle. What are they doing? Yeah,
there's an accusation of cheating. Gary reckons the Chaos crew are breaking the rules by walking alongside the curb crawler.
Cheating scumbags!
Is he off? What's happened? What's gone?
Gary's clearly upset, but what does the judge think?
Well, they're not actually picking anything up.
No.
They're clearing blockages.
They're just walking around watching, aren't they? They're not actually putting anything up.
Objection overruled. Let the race continue.
Go on, forward!
Forward!
Both teams are really thundering. The mighty curb crawler cruising, with Spike cramming in rubbish with his wood. And the cunning Cats dodging the litter and cutting a swathe through the gravel.
Teams, you have 5 minutes remaining.
The curb crawler's pulled up again.
Is it heavy?
It is heavy.
That's good news.
It's not for repairs, though. The Chaos crew are emptying their hopper.
Go on, lads. Go on. Get it out.
Amazing. It's actually full to the brim. That is a huge amount of rubbish.
Wow, look at that.
All right, let me go.
The flights may be falling off and the conveyor belt split, but the curb crawler's doing chuffing business.
Let's go.
Can you estimate the weight of that?
Let's go. 2.5 ton.
2.5 ton? Well, we'll take your word for it.
I hope so.
Yeah, if it managed another bag full like that,
yeah.
It'd be a reasonable amount of
dirt. It will be, won't it? Yeah. We're not going to know really till we've finished how the catalysts have done.
You can't see
exactly
it.
What it is.
It could be full right to the top.
Yeah, or it could be just lie a little bit at the bottom.
Or 6 inches on the floor.
Spike spotted that the conveyor belt's getting worse. That split could make it slide off the end of the roller.
Let's go. Go on. You're right. Go on.
There's only one thing for it. Whack it with a bit of wood, Spike. Catastrophe! That sounded like some serious damage inside the fan casing. All that gravel must have bashed off a bit of one of the blades. It's payback time for the catalyst's high-risk gravel-grabbing strategy.
With all that gravel blasting against the fan like buckshot, it was only a matter of time before calamity struck. The catalyst can't see inside to inspect the damage, but it's likely that a bit of fan blade has been hit by a stone, been snapped off and hammered into the housing. If they keep going for gravel, it could cause even more trouble for the fan. At worst, it could fly out of the cracked housing and pebble dash Gary.
The fan is still sucking, but surely it won't withstand another big hit from a stone. Paper blocks the hose and the gravel's too risky. They'll have to find other rubbish. But what?
Right, go!
The cats are having kittens.
Just keep going like that.
And the curb crawler's rumbling on.
Go on. Go on, Andy. Yeah, go on then. Touch.
What's Spike hitting with the big stick?
Thinks he's one of the catalysts.
The cats are prowling for rubbish.
It's over there.
But without much luck.
Excellent, lads. She's going central now. Right,
1 minute remaining! 1 minute remaining, team!
Go on, keep it going! Keep it going!
Where? Have you idea where I'm going?
Go on!
Me! Teams, your time is up! Bring your vehicles to the finish line either side of the tower, please!
The Chaos crew have filled a second hopper.
Sweeping teams!
And the cats are still sweeping.
Hey!
They didn't hear the beep, so we'll let them off that one. The teams trundle to the weigh-in point. It's going to be a very close-run thing. Both teams are confident. The Chaos crew empty out first. Lashings of lovely litter.
Is it completely empty?
You know, did you see that?
They've managed to fill two huge bags with rubbish. The test will come when their cats open their hopper.
Gonna be close.
Gonna be close.
Gonna be close.
But my money's on us.
Is it?
Yeah.
Team, come on.
What's in the cat's litter tray?
All right, ready, steady.
3, 2, 1, go.
Whoa. That's good.
Not bad. Looks like there's less volume than the Chaos crew, but they did get some very good heavy gravel, and the contest is going to be judged on weight.
Oh, I think I might start smiling again.
I don't know, though. There's a lot of tins in here.
And a couple of bits of impeller blade somewhere as well. Your hand in there, then, Tim.
The rubbish keeps coming, and it's getting a bit more worrying for Andy and his teammates. Bring on the weighing machine.
Thank you.
It's a show shack, I walk out.
Okay, marshals, can we raise the scales, please?
I don't know.
Can you tell yet, guys?
No, I think we've missed it.
Amazingly close.
It's incredibly close.
Amazingly close.
That's a winner, yes! Triumph for the Catalysts and tragedy for the Chaos crew.
Well done, lads.
Phew, that was amazing.
There's got a couple of pounds in it. Well, Gary, here you go, mate. Well done. Fantastic effort. Well done. God, there's got to be, there's got a couple of pounds in it, isn't there? That's all there is. That's amazing. Yet again, chaos, guys.
Never mind.
We're good at coming second.
You're very good at coming second. You've got it down to a fine art.
We're all getting some of these.
Performance car know-how beats good old-fashioned bodging, and the Jag engineers go into overdrive and through to the next round. Well, that was for the chaos crew, only bubbles for their troubles.
We're drinking ours.
Next tonight, we're looking at the plans to widen the Panama Canal to accommodate larger, more modern vessels. But catastrophe is hanging in the air. It's Extreme Engineering after the break.